Radio.
Transforming Your Life. I know I'm a little bit earlier than normal, and for those of you who know me, know that I am not a morning person. I like to stay up late at night. I get more done for some reason at night, and I like to sleep in the morning. So this is early for me to be up and about and functioning. So I just wanted to share a little bit with what's going on with me this week and why I changed the time of the show. My best friend's daughter is getting married Saturday, and we have been a single mom for many, many years. Our kids went to school together from the time her youngest son was in second grade, and he just graduated from high school last week. So we've been really close friends for a long time. And, you know, so we sort of, the kids were raised together. So they're like brothers and sisters. And, you know, my son calls her mom and her kids call me mom. And so it's a big event Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to it. And you know how weddings go. Things can get out of hand. There's just so much to do. We're down today to painting and cleaning the last, ditch effort before the guests all arrive for the big events this weekend. So that is all going to be fun. I also have a couple of charity events to attend in between the wedding, actually three charity events. There's a tonight at 5:30 in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, at the 1149 Club. There is a fundraiser for the Parkinson's Association, and so I have that event to attend, and that's the reason. That's the big reason for the time change for my radio show from 6:30 this evening Eastern Standard Time to this morning. And then tomorrow night, I will be on the USS Battleship Massachusetts in Fall River, Massachusetts. And I will be attending another fundraiser, for the St. Vincent's Life Skills Program. And St. Vincent's is an orphanage in Fall River, Massachusetts, and they have some of the most difficult kids there, and they do a marvelous job with the kids. And any time that a child is displaced from their home, there is lots of trauma and things to deal with on emotional levels and things like that. And they really, really do a nice job. And so this is one of their big fundraisers to support the Life Skills Program. In that program, they teach kids how to be functional, get out to society, being functional adults. So I will be there, and I will be representing myself and also my company, Alchemy of the Earth. So I've donated a fabulous gift basket full of Alchemy of the Earth products, and I've also donated a gallery reading for up to 10 people for local Rhode Island or Massachusetts. So that is going to be so much fun for whoever wins that at the auction. And I love doing gallery readings because you just never know what's going to come up. They can just be hysterical. This one time, for example, I was doing a gallery reading quite a few years ago now. And this little woman comes through, and she says, and I had to say it just how she presented it, because even though it might not make sense to me, it's going to make sense to someone in the audience or in the group. And so this woman is showing me, she walks across the kitchen floor, and she's telling me she would spat on the floor. And those are the words that she used, spat. So I put it out there like she gave it to me, and one of the women in the group puts her hand over her face and starts laughing and says, "Oh, my God, that was my grandmother." And that was the word that she used, spat. So for those of you who are listening live or in the future, and, you know that when you're hearing my voice, it's live, whether you're listening to the show afterwards on the replay, or you're listening right now, the energy and the intention is there as a live recording, a live show. So the integrity of the energy stays intact. So whenever we do any kind of meditation exercises or things like that, know that you're getting the full effect of it. And as I continue to work with you and you expand your knowledge, that energy continues to grow. Even if you go back and replay and listen to the show, you know, more than once, that energy grows and grows. So anyway, I just had to share that funny little story with you. So I will, again, be at the USS Battleship Massachusetts. I am not sure if there are still tickets available for that. If you are local on the East Coast and are interested in attending that event, you could contact Melissa Dick, and her number is 508-235-3288. And it's a cocktail reception, dinner, and silent auction. And there's a live band called the World Premiere Band. They're really great fun, so I'm looking forward to that. And again, that's Friday night, tomorrow night, in Fall River, Massachusetts. Then on Sunday, I have another fundraiser to go to, and that is a clam boil in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, and that is for the Portsmouth 375th anniversary, the founding of Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And I'm originally from Portsmouth, Rhode Island, so this is an exciting thing for me. And my brothers are cooking, and I'm helping, and so it's a lot of fun. So if you're in the area, tickets to that are actually sold out. But if you want to attend the event tomorrow night, give Deb a call. I'm sorry, not Deb. Deb is the chairperson. Give Melissa Dick a call. So, oh my goodness, all this excitement in one weekend. It's really exciting. So, right, I was up last night until 3:30 in the morning, making my necklace and a bracelet to go with my dress for the wedding. And it came out really, really cool. So I'll probably post pictures on Facebook. So if you are not on my Facebook page, my intuitive page, which is where all the action happens, it's a long one, but you can find me at Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. And yes, I do all those things and more. I'm a shaman as well and an alchemist. As any of you know who have listened to my show, Before, I launched a company in April called Alchemy of the Earth, and that is all natural bath and body products. And for you girls, this is summertime season here in the Northern Hemisphere. I have a fabulous shave balm that leaves your legs silky, silky smooth. You can also find Alchemy of the Earth on Facebook. And it's facebook.com/alchemyoftheearth. And I also, my website is alchemyoftheearth.com. And my own personal website is cynthiafontaine.com. How easy is that? Now, we started the show, you were listening to Kev Rowe. And Kev Rowe is out of New York. He's a fabulous artist, writes his own music. And that song that you were listening to is called Everything Ahead of Me. And he does some fantastic, fantastic CD specials. Right now, he's got a 4-CD digital package for $30 and a 3-CD package for $20. So if you're interested in listening to Kev Rowe's music or purchasing, he's at kevroweband.bandcamp.com, kevroweband.com. And you can listen to a sample of all his songs on his website. So then you can know which one you'd like to purchase. So, we're spending so much time on what's going on with me this week and housekeeping early, which is unlike me. Usually I wait until the end and then I try to squeeze everything in of how you can contact me. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. So I get hundreds of emails a day. The best place if you need to reach me is send me a message on Facebook. Now, if you can't find my public page, my intuitive page, my personal page is CynthiaFontaine.142, and you can find my intuitive page from there. I do need to let you know, though, that nothing happens on my personal page, and everything goes on my public page. So if you want to see what I'm up to and see tips for the day and things like that, like my public page, and you will get that in your news feed. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now. We are in such a fabulous, fabulous creative time. This started 6 months ago on the convergence of December 21st, 2012. And we're at the opposite end of that now, 6 months later, where all these things that have been lining up for actually 30 or 40 years are now coming into place. You know, the age of Aquarius, for those of you who are above 40, we'll say, maybe above 50, will, probably remember that song, and maybe some of you who are younger will remember it as well. And, it was time to ushering in a new cycle. And the new cycle that we now have upon us is the feminine. And the feminine is all about feelings. You know, we've lived under the masculine rule for so long, and astrologically wise, you know, as well as governmental and so forth. So, but astrologically now, things have all shifted and falling into place for us to get to a place of getting in touch with those feelings and start to let go of the old stuff that you've got stuffed down. Really, really important right now to do this. Black Moon Lilith, who I've talked about, I think for the last 2 months briefly, is now moved into Cancer, and she will be there until next February. And Jupiter moves into Cancer this week as well. And Cancer is the sign of water, and water is all about emotions. Have you ever experienced a time, at the home where you live, where a pipe has burst, or suddenly all these things of water have gone wrong? Well, that is an overwhelm of emotions. And if you have problems with water in your house, that's what it's trying to tell you. So when you get to those emotions and figure out what's going on emotionally with you or with your household, those water problems almost always disappear. I have this in the house that I currently live in. When I first, it was quite an interesting thing where we have a septic here. We have town. Sorry to be disgusting, but we don't have town sewer. So the septic. I bought the house, and 5 weeks later, the septic let go, and then the water tank let go, and then pipes burst in the house. It was just, and then a 40-gallon brand new fish tank. Sorry about that beep in, guys. 40-gallon fish tank decided to become a terrarium, and that was on the second floor. So it was all these emotional things. And I had just settled a divorce. So, of course, you know, moving to a different town, everybody was emotional. So if you're having water issues, get to the bottom of what is going on with you emotionally, and those water problems will straighten out. And they did for me. So Black Moon Lilith and the time that we're in now, and I've talked about this a lot this year, you know, this is a time to really leave the old story behind you. The feelings that, you know, that don't serve you anymore. So it can be relationships that aren't serving you anymore, or a home that doesn't serve you anymore, perhaps a job. There are many, many things that you could be doing that just don't serve your highest purpose anymore. And I don't, you know, just say to people, you know, leave a job. But this is a time to really think about, what is it do you really want to do with the rest of your life? What serves you, and possibly how can you serve the world? This is a really, really good time to go with the flow. And know that the seeds that you are sowing now, that you are planting in your garden, are the seeds that are going to spring to life and bring you a beautiful bounty in the next year or coming years. So what do you want to create in your garden? Do you want your garden to be delightful, full of maybe daisies or lilies or tomato plants or whatever flowers or vegetables or fruits are your favorite? Imagine planting those things in your garden as planting the seeds of your life. So do you want the weeds or do you want a beautiful garden? I know what I want. I want to see that garden. So really something to think about. What is your intentions? What are your intentions? What are your intentions for your garden and for your life? Just breathe that in. And while we're breathing, let's take a moment to just do a little quick breathing exercise, because we only already have 11 minutes left. Oh my God, the time goes by so fast. So everybody, if you're sitting, if you're driving the car, please don't do this. But if you're sitting or if you're standing, please you sit down, or you can do it standing because this is just a quick one. But if you're sitting, uncross your legs and uncross your hands and plant your feet firmly on the ground. And just take a nice, deep, cleansing breath in, starting from your diaphragm or your belly, and fill that up with air first. And as your diaphragm expands, you're going to fill up your lungs from the bottom all the way to the top as you breathe in through your nose. And a big exhale out through your mouth. And I like to make a sound when I exhale, when I'm doing a little quick breathing release exercise, because the mind, that indicates to the mind that, oh, we're relaxing now. So if you're in a tense situation or anything, you can just take a moment, take a couple of deep breaths, and just at the end of it. And you would be so surprised how fast that brings your stress level down. So that's a really quick and helpful tip that you can use anytime. Now, I am in the chat room if anybody wants to join me there and to say hi, or if you have a question, you can pop in. You can also call in at 818-691-7313. So we're down to 9 minutes here, so if you want to call in, you better call in quick. And I should have given you that number earlier. I was on a roll here. Sometimes I just get off on a tangent. Now, for those of you who know me personally, know that I can talk and talk and talk for hours, especially when I'm talking about things that I love, like holistic things and spiritual things. So I am getting some workshops together, which is really exciting for me. I haven't done workshops in a few years now, and, you know, I retired from my government job last year, which I was so blessed to be able to have that job for so many years. 26 years was a long time. And but now I'm so blessed and thankful that I can spend more time with you. Yay! So I am getting back into teaching this fall. I'm writing some new workshops now. I'm going to be doing an animal communication workshop in Carver, Massachusetts in the fall. And I believe I am going to be doing some more other workshops locally as well, possibly in Bristol, Rhode Island, and maybe Westport, Massachusetts. So I will let you guys know when that's going on. So like me on Facebook, and you will be able to get that information. You can follow me on Twitter as well, and it's just Cynthia Fontaine. There you have it. Cynthia Fontaine, it's Cynthia Fontaine. So that's my Twitter stuff. So, what are you thinking about now? Where's your life going? What's the direction? Are you confused? Because, you know, this is the time to sort out those feelings. Sort out the confusion. And if you're not able to do it by yourself, then, you know, I urge you to get help, someone who can help you. You could use a counselor, a therapist, or you can use a life coach, or you can use someone like me. And I would love to help you guys. I have so many great people that I'm in touch with. And I always say I have the best friends and I have the best people in my circles. So I want to thank you, all you guys who listen to me and who follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I really appreciate you. And you just do great things to uplift my soul, and I hope that I can do that for you as well. So, if you would like to set up an appointment, I do have some appointments available over the next several weeks, and you can email me, or you can go on my website and book an appointment through there, and I can do appointments for anywhere around the world. I have clients in Australia, England, Spain, Canada, the United States, of course. That's where I'm located. So I have clients all over the world. Oh, Ireland. And so if you would like to book a reading with me, you can do that right on my website, Cynthia Fontaine at CynthiaFontaine.com. Oh my gosh, I had a brain freeze for a second there. Oh boy. So, let's see. I just wanted to give a shout out to some of the wonderful people who follow me on Facebook. And again, from all over the world, I'm so blessed, from Egypt and everywhere. It's got Ann Kelly and Barbara Directi Donahue and Marianne Hennigan and Bernie Ross and David Wonder Hutchinson, Janet Lee. I want to say hi to all you guys. I'm so excited to have you here. It's great, great, great. Lori Black Cloutier, Jody Reed Dame. Hi. Hello to all of you. I'd like to say hi to every single one of you. I have so many followers and friends on Facebook that it would take weeks to get you all in. So know, all of you, that I think about you all, that I often go through my friends list and my following list and send you guys good intention. So know that that is going on. Okay? I just love my community. You guys are just the best. And I want to say hello to Margaret Mahal Healy in Ireland. I did a reading with Margaret, I guess about a week or two ago, and she's just such a lovely, lovely girl. We had such a great time. Okay, so, oh my God, we're down to 4 minutes. Okay, breathe. Oh, we've got a caller on hold. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me get this call. The call number is 917-543. Oh, I'm going to take you now. I'm not going to give the rest of the number. So if you're in a 917 area code, say hello. Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, it's caller. Tiffany Pay calling.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm well. I'm a local Tiverton person, and I just learned about you this morning from
really?
My vet. Yeah. And so we're excited to meet you.
Oh, that's fabulous. Which vet did you refer you?
Toni Ellis. She's a mobile vet. Also a local woman in Portsmouth knew of you.
We
have a fantastic little puppy.
Oh, that's great. And how old's the puppy?
She is almost 7 months. She is a golden retriever, and she's a tiny little runt, and she's the sweetest thing. And she's been kind of getting little illnesses since I've had her, and she's got a... she's getting well now, but I feel like she has a lot to say, and I would love for you to meet her sometime.
I would love that. That would be great. I do local visits. So that would be fabulous. Yeah.
Cool. I have a jewelry store in Tiverton, and so we're actually hosting someone to do tarot readings tomorrow, and we thought it'd be fun to have you sometime do little sessions with people if they wanted to bring their pets or do something like that, too.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love that. Yeah, that would be really great.
Cool.
Do you have my contact information?
I do. I've just followed you on Facebook, and I'll send you my info on Facebook as well.
Oh, that'd be great. And then we can connect off the air and work all that out.
Great. Good.
Yeah, fantastic. What's your jewelry store?
It's Tiffany Pay Jewelry. I make everything. It's in Tiverton Four Corners. It's all about gemstones and different kinds of pearls and different kinds of gold. And we're into the healing attributes of the gems. And, we'd love for you to come see it sometime. We all want to meet you.
That.
We actually met the parents of another pet communicator last week. So it's just all these pet psychics are coming out of the woodwork. So we're loving it. We're so excited.
Oh, that's
community.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, that's part of the energy that's going on now. You know, we only have about a minute and a half left, but, what I was saying about earlier about the, now we're coming into a time of the divine feminine. Well, that's bringing all of us out of the woodwork. Though I've been out of the woodwork for, closet for years and years and years. You know, I've done.
Yeah, we can't wait to meet you.
No, I can't wait either. It'll be great. So let's connect, outside of blog talk. And my week this week is totally insane. So let's make plans to connect.
Yeah, whenever you get a chance. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be great. So it'll be probably midweek next week, and we've got 50 seconds left. So I can't wait to meet your golden retriever and to come to the shop and check it out, because I do a lot of work with crystals, and so that'll be great. I really look forward to that.
Me too. Thank you.
All right, Tiffany. We're down to 30 seconds. I got to say goodbye to everybody.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so excited. I look forward to meeting you. All right.
Great. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Isn't it great how things happen? So much fun. I can't wait to meet this local girl, Tiffany. Oh, my God, we're down to 10 seconds. So follow me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. And I love you guys. I wish I had more time with you today. Have a fabulous, wonderful weekend. Enjoy the super moon. Put your crystals out to charge them Saturday night so you can get a nice, good charge on all your crystals. And I love you, and I will talk to you guys soon.
With creator's elements of the moment, I'm just happy here with you. Life is simple and it's got no plan. I've got everything ahead of me. You expect me move forward and I'm alright. I've got everything ahead of me. You expect me get better with you all.